Daimler reportedly will admit to bribery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Bill Radke. The German automaker Daimler, maker of Mercedes-Benz, has been charged with corruption. And reports out this morning say two of the company's foreign subsidiaries may plead guilty in U.S. court. Officials charge the company has bribed dozens of foreign governments and officials over the past few years. Joining us live from London, our Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
So, Stephen, does bribery here mean slipping foreign officials a couple of bucks?
No, we're talking tens of millions of dollars in bribes, in cash or in goods, allegedly given to government officials in more than 22 countries, China, Russia, Egypt, Iraq and Greece among them. One example, it's alleged that Daimler gave an official in Turkmenistan an armored car as a birthday present so that he'd award a vehicle supply contract to Daimler.
So, Stephen, Daimler is, of course, German. The bribery charges involve, you mentioned, China, Russia, Egypt, Turkmenistan, and others. Why is Daimler being charged in the United States?
Because it's illegal under U.S. law for companies that operate in the U.S. to offer bribes in other countries. And it has been illegal there for well over 30 years. And yet we've had either allegations or admitted cases of bribery by a string of European companies operating in the U.S. right up until 2008. Christian Homburg is head of the anti-corruption group Transparency International in Germany.
It is shocking that all these companies needed so long to learn that foreign corruption is forbidden. This was forbidden in the United States since 1977, when the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act came into power.
And Stephen, what is Daimler saying this morning?
They're not making any comment, but several news outlets are reporting that Daimler is preparing to pay a penalty of $185 million to settle the case.
That's Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
A few minutes ago, the U.S. government said orders for big-ticket manufactured goods rose in February for a third straight month. Stocks in Europe are mixed so far, weighed down by news that Fitch Ratings Agency has downgraded Portugal's government debt. Concerns there about the country's ability to pay what it owes. Asian stocks were mostly higher today. Yesterday, we learned that existing home sales in the U.S. did not fall as badly as expected, and the Dow leapt 102 points to close at 10,888. We hear a lot of rhetoric about how American companies that do business overseas cost us jobs at home. But a study out today from Dartmouth's Business School and the Business Roundtable suggests it may be time to rethink that idea. Marketplace's Elisa Roth has more.
The researchers use data from the Commerce Department to see what happens here in the U.S. when companies expand their reach overseas. Matt Slaughter is a professor at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. He wrote the study. He says the analysis turns the common wisdom upside down.
On average, when companies are hiring more people in foreign markets, when they're undertaking more capital investment in their foreign affiliates, they tend to do more hiring, more capital investment back in the United States as well.
For example, when a company creates jobs overseas, it may also hire more support staff at home. And money that's made in foreign markets can be reinvested back in the U.S. Slaughter says the Commerce Department doesn't say what jobs multinationals create in the U.S., but one thing is clear.
They tend to then be able to pay workers good wages.
An average of 19% higher than domestic companies, in fact. Slaughter says we should think about all this as the economic recovery continues. He says we need to create jobs that are capital and export intensive, precisely the kinds of jobs that come out of multinational firms. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture and creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. More at producemoreconservemore.com. By Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Have you heard of Yelp.com? It's a pretty influential site for customer reviews. We're talking restaurants to doctors. But a growing group of small businesses is accusing Yelp of a shakedown. They're claiming the site emphasizes negative reviews unless businesses agree to pay for advertising. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
At first, California businessman Barry Hyde says he liked the idea behind Yelp.com.
I think the model has a lot of merit, which is why I told customers to go there.
Hyde's car repair shop was getting mostly positive online reviews, but then he says he got a telephone sales pitch from Yelp suggesting that for a price he could move his favorite reviews to the top of the list. When he declined, he claimed some glowing reviews that he was keeping track of began to vanish.
I have approximately 13 to 15 five-star reviews that aren't showing up on my listing.
Yelp has an explanation for that in a video on its website.
Giving people what they want is a complicated process. If you use Yelp a lot, you have to know that not every real honest-to-goodness review makes it onto a business page.
Yelp CEO Jeremy Stoppelman has blamed what he termed a weird automated system that filters out certain reviews based on criteria he didn't detail. Yelp's recently posted video explains the algorithm this way.
It takes the reviews that are the most trustworthy and from the most established sources and displays them on the business page. This keeps less trustworthy reviews out.
It's not clear what makes a review trustworthy, but Yelp says there's a line between the reviews and its sales team, quotes like the separation of church and state. Hyde, who owns M&M Auto Works near San Jose, wonders why he was told, he says, that some missing reviews could show up again for a price.
I think that if you're putting a website up that's reflecting people's opinions of businesses, that all those opinions should be allowed to be heard and they shouldn't be leveraged to advertise with them to make sure they stay there.
Hyde says that's unethical, and he's been talking to one of the lawyers seeking class action status in a legal challenge against Yelp. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, if you haven't heard of haul videos yet, you will. That's haul, H-A-U-L, and it's when shoppers upload videos showing you the stuff they just bought.
Okay, so I'm going to go over my haul right now. I love these glasses. I have on one right now. I'm in love. The one I have on is the Bubblegum Princess.
These are huge on YouTube, and some big retailers have started paying the popular shoppers for their endorsements. One of the best-known haulers has left her high school to devote more time to her business. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.